And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, cause I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul. Up his case and he said, I'll start this show. And fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, does your dog bite? No child, no. The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been. He played, fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, I'm picking out dough. Granny, will you don't fight, no child, no.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Working in this factory for now 15 years. All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folk die, had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Well, that foreman, he's a regular dog. Line boss, he's a fool. Got a brand new flat top haircut. Lord, thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top, and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't worried.
better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it. DJs knows that I'm an outlaw. They'd never come to see me in this dive, where bikers stare at cowboys who are laughing at the hippies who are praying they'll get out of here alive. Loudmouth in the corner's getting to me, talking about my earrings and my hair. I guess he ain't read the signs that say I've been to prison. Someone ought to warn him before I knock him off his chair. 'Cause my long hair just can't cover up my redneck. I've won every fight I've ever fought, and I don't need some turkey telling me that I ain't country, saying I ain't worth a damn dog ticket that he bought. 'Cause I can sing all them songs about Texas, and I still do all the sad ones that I know. They tell me I look like Merle Haggard and sound a lot like David Allen Coe. And the barmaid in the last town that we played in knew the words to every song I'd wrote. She said Jimmy Rabbit turned her on to my last album just about the time the jukebox broke. Yeah, Johnny Cash helped me get out of prison long before Rodriguez stole that goat. I've been the Rhinestone Cowboy for so long I can't remember, and I can do you every song Hank Williams ever wrote. And I can sing all them songs about Texas, and I still do all the sad ones that I know. I can't help it, I look like Merle Haggard, and I sound a lot like David Allen Coe. But the country DJs all think I'm an outlaw, and they'd never come to see me in this dive, where bikers stare at cowboys who are laughing at the hippies who are praying they'll get out of here alive. The loudmouth in the corner's getting to me, talking about my earrings and my hair.
I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh, how I wanna go home. Last night I went to sleep in Detroit City, and I dreamed about those cotton fields and home. I dreamed about my mother, dear old papa, sister and brother. I dreamed about that girl who's been waiting for so long. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh, how I thank you. Home folks think I'm big in Detroit City. From the letters that I write, they think I'm fine. But by day I make the cards, by night I make the bars. If only they could read between the lines. 'Cause you know, I rode a freight train north to Detroit City, and after all these years I find I've just been wasting my time. So I just think I'll take my foolish pride and put it on a southbound freight and ride. Go on back to the loved ones, the ones that I left waiting so far behind. I wanna go home. I wanna go home.
Hello, walls. Hot things go for you today. Don't you miss her? Since she up and walked away, and I'll bet you dread to spend another lonely night with me. Lonely walls, I'll keep you company. Hello, window. Well, I see that you're still here. Aren't you lonely? Since our darling disappeared, well, look. That a teardrop in the corner of your pain. Now don't you try to tell. tell me that it's rain. She went away and left us all alone the way she planned. Guess we'll have to learn to get along without her if we can. Hello, ceiling. I'm gonna stare at you a while. You know I can't sleep, so won't you bear with me a while? We must all stick together, or else I'll lose my mind. I've got a feeling she'll be gone a long, long time.
You've tuned in to Pandemonium, a public affairs anthology from WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed on this show are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT or Carnegie Mellon University. Email comments or questions to WRCT Public Affairs, pa@wrct.org. And now, Pandemonium.
Hi there, I'm Mando Richard from WRCT Pittsburgh, and what we're going to hear is an interview I recorded on June 23rd of 2022 and aired on WRCT's Whiskey Before Breakfast on July 27th of 2022 with guitarist John Shane, talking about one of his projects in which he took a lot of the music of legendary Memphis bluesman W.C. Handy and converted it over to the guitar. So what comes next is an air check of the broadcast of that interview. I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for tuning in to WRCT Pittsburgh. Come up next, you're going to hear a conversation with guitarist and entertainer John Shane. And he's going to talk about the CD he put out in 2017 called Getting Handy with the Blues and the book he's just put out, in which he details how he managed to move these W.C. Handy tunes to the guitar. And we're going to start the interview off by hearing John Shane play on the guitar perhaps W.C. Handy's most famous song, The St. Louis Blues.
Like a schoolboy loves his pie. my baby till the day I die. St. Louis woman with her diamond ring, she pulled men around by her apron strings. And if it weren't for powder and for store-bought hair, all the men around, they wouldn't go nowhere, nowhere. Got the St. Louis blues, just as blue as I can be. That gal got a heart like a rock cast in the sea. Or else she wouldn't have gone so far from me. I love that gal like a schoolboy loved his pie. I love that gal like a schoolboy loved his pie. I love my baby till the day I die.
You just heard guitarist John Shane play W.C. Handy's St. Louis Blues from his record Getting Handy with the Blues, a musical tribute to W.C. Handy. And I've caught up with John here in bucolic Millwood, Virginia. John, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So when did you put out this record, Getting Handy with the Blues, a tribute to the legacy of W.C. Handy?
This album came out in 2017, I believe. I was doing a project for an arts council down in New Bern, North Carolina, where they were doing a series of concerts of American composers. And Steve Kelly down there asked me if I would do a whole evening of W.C. Handy music. And I said to him, "You realize W.C. Handy did not play the guitar, right?" He said, "Of course, I know that, but I think you could do it. It'll be a nice challenge." And I put him off for about 18 months, and finally I did it because I knew it would be months of work. And I learned a whole set of material, all from the 19-teens and 20s. And then after I learned it, I thought, well, I should record this stuff. And I made an album, and it's called Getting Handy with the Blues. And I didn't really think much of it until they started playing it on the big satellite radio station.
Wow, so you started getting airplay with this.
I did.
And not just familiar tunes that everybody knows, like St. Louis Blues, but you're doing lots of different things.
Yeah, there's about half of the music is written by W.C. Handy, and the other half are acts that were associated with him that he produced and published on his own labels and companies. A lot of these songs that are on the record were originally done either on piano or as a jazz orchestra, like a ragtime orchestra, as Handy played the cornet as his main instrument. But a lot of them were also female vocals. So you have Ethel Waters and Bessie Smith and Mamie Smith. Some of the greatest jazz and blues vocalists of their day played this material.
You even got one song on here that was written by, or co-written by, his daughter Lucille.
Yes, this is the Deep River Blues, not to be confused with Doc Watson's version. And it's a really interesting composition. Should we give that a listen?
Sure. Does somebody sing it with you?
No, I do all the vocals.
Oh, my God. John Shane is going to prove why he should always hire a female vocalist as you listen to him play and sing.
It's actually sung from a man's perspective. So.
Well, John says he's justified in singing the Deep River Blues, right?
Justified.
Here we go. The Deep River Blues by John Shane from his record that's about 5 years old now called Getting Handy with the Blues.
River, Mississippi River, so deep. white and white. My heart is breaking as I watch the evening tide. Because I'm over here, my gal is on the other side. Deep river, when I feel worried, I come to you. I come and sit beside you when I'm feeling blue. Cause you're the only one I can tell my troubles to. If I had the means, I'd go to New Orleans. But right at this time, I ain't got a dime to spare. At the break of day, you'll find me gone away. There's no one to care or wanna know where I'm gone. If I get the blues, I'll take off my shoes. I'll look to the Lord and jump overboard and drown.
We're sitting out here in Millwood, Virginia, where I'm one of the campers and John Shane is one of the teachers, and we're talking about his music of W.C. Handy as performed on the guitar. And the folks just heard him playing and singing Deep River Blues, co-written by Eddie Green and Lucille Handy. Did her dad publish the tune?
Yes, yes. This one, I think, came out in the 1920s, 24, something like that. And Handy at that point was already probably close to 50 years old. So his adult daughter would have probably been in her 30s at that point when she recorded it. Interestingly, he still has a grandson, Carlos Handy, who, I mean, this W.C.
Still today, in 2022.
Yes, and he's alive. And yes, W.C. Handy was born in the 1870s. And Carlos Handy is not a young man, but he is running the Handy Foundation, which raises money for children's education programs. And I'm happy to say we put one of these albums in his hands, and he's heard it, too. So,
what's really difficult about getting this music that was originally written for a jazz orchestra or for piano, what's really difficult about getting it onto the guitar fretboard?
Yeah, many of the songs, if they were written for the jazz orchestra or potentially for piano or for somebody's voice, they get keyed into keys like B-flat, A-flat, E-flat, and these are not super guitar keys.
No.
Really not super for any of the stringed instruments. So a lot of times what I would do is I would listen to it in the original key, right? And then I would have to figure out how I was going to play that, because I'm doing the bass in the thumb and I'm doing the melody in the fingers. And then I would have to learn it usually in a position of like A or C or D, something that's good for the guitar. And then I would find the key that I would actually sing it in and then put the capo on and learn it there. So it was usually a three-step process. And even just deciding the arrangements was interesting, because some of the songs had, I could find the original folios, the original sheet music, and I worked off of that. But then when you would listen to the most popular version of the song, say something that Mamie Smith sang, she often was not in the same key or singing the same lyrics and the piano was playing a different set of chords, you know. So I took my arrangements in part from some of the original arrangements that were done for the sheet music, but then also filtered through the popular versions of the day. And there was one album that was very influential on the project, and that's that Louis Armstrong did an album of W.C. Handy songs, and I think it came out in the early 50s. And it's a really cool album. And that's definitely a jazz album, but his tempos and everything he did was quite different than the originals. So I listened to that stuff as well. You can still hear the original recordings of this stuff if you go onto YouTube, you look it up, and there are people who have videoed themselves placing the needle of a Victrola down onto a 78. And so you're watching a video of a 78.
I bet some of the originals might also be available in some of the Internet Archives or Dust to Digital or some of those other projects.
Some of it may be. You'd be surprised how hard it was in certain cases to find out who owned these original copyrights and things. I ended up having to pay nobody because all the songs are over 100 years old, and they've all gone into the public domain at this point.
Well, having taught a course in intellectual property in my previous life, I know how boring that can be for regular listeners. So let's switch back, John Shane, here and talk about this music, the arranging the music of W.C. Handy for guitar. If people want to see what you've done or learn how to do it or learn how to play some of the stuff, what suggestion do you have?
Well, I am now coming out with a book. It's being published by Mel Bay, and it's all of these arrangements that are on the album. I think that this thing is going to be available online this month. The book will be available not only on Mel Bay's website, but on Amazon and whatever, and then I'll be selling it through my website too.
Well, I'm glad you raised your website, John. If people want to learn more about you and all the different music that you play with FJ Venture and a bunch of the other crazy people you play with, how can they learn more about you?
Just go to johnshain.com, and that is spelled J-O-N-S-H-A-I-N.
Do you find that kids enjoy this kind of music?
I think that actually it appeals quite a lot to everybody because it's very toe-tapping stuff. Very, you know, you look at the titles of the songs on the album. Almost every one of them have the word blues in it. The Memphis Blues, the St. Louis Blues, the Beale Street Blues. But really, when people think about blues, they often think about sad songs. And Handy took a lot of these older songs and pepped them up, put really interesting ragtime-style changes to them. And there, very many of them are quite fun. There's maybe a couple slow ones in that record, but most of them are upbeat toe-tappers and pretty entertaining. The folks back then didn't mess around with the lyrics. They were very clever.
Well, John, thank you so much for spending some time with us, and let's let the folks hear one more from your album.
Yeah, I think we're going to listen to the Beale Street Blues.
All right, here comes John Shane playing W.C. Handy's Beale Street Blues. Thanks again, John.
Yeah, thank you so much, Richard. It's been a great time.
I've gambled on the Bourse, the seven wonders of the world I've seen, and many are the places I have been. Take my advice, folks, see Beale Street first. You'll see pretty ladies in beautiful gowns. You'll see tailor-made hand-me-downs. You'll meet honest men and pickpockets.
market's skilled, you'll find business never closes till someone gets killed. If Beale Street could talk, if Beale Street could talk, married men would have to take their beds and walk. Except one or two who never drink booze, and the blind man on the corner with the Beale Street blues. I'd rather be here than any place I know. I'd rather be here than any place I know. It's gonna take the sergeant for to make me go. I'm going to the river, here's a reason why. I'm going to the river, and here's a reason why. Because the river's wet and Beale Street's gone dry.
I hope you enjoyed that conversation with John Shane that originally aired on WRCT's Whiskey Before Breakfast on July 27th of 2022. We're going to fill out the half hour here with some original music by W.C. Handy. First up, we'll hear W.C. Handy singing Loveless Love, which he wrote in 1921, and in 1926, he reworked it into the jazz standard that everybody knows, Careless Love. But this is his original song, Loveless Love. This was recorded back in 1939. W.C. Handy singing Loveless Love. And after that, you'll hear from W.C. Handy on the cornet, doing his most famous song, on the Ed Sullivan Show back on December 18th of 1949. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Love is like a gold brick in a bunco game. It's like a banknote with a bogus name. Both have caused me the downfalls, love has done the same. Love has like its emblem, Cupid with his bow. Loveless love has bags and bags of dough. So carry it into Jack and pick 'em as you go. Love, oh love, oh loveless love, I set our hearts on goalless gold. From milkless milk and silkless silk, we are growing used to soulless soul. Such grafting times we never saw. That's why we have a pure food law. In everything we find a flaw. Even love, oh love, oh loveless love. Wings,
like Noah's dove, just to fly away from loveless love.
A great genius arose, originally from Alabama, and then switched to Memphis, Tennessee. W.C. Handy wrote St. Louis Blues. So let's have a great hand for Mr. Handy, won't you please?
You've been listening to Pandemonium. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT or Carnegie Mellon University. Email comments or questions to WRCT Public Affairs, pa@wrct.org. Thanks for listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You're fierce. You take care of business and don't hold back. Taking care of your health shouldn't be any different. You know when something's off. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, and rashes. Listen to your body. It could be lupus. We're here to help you take control. Learn how at BeFierceTakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Baby, 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 you're too much for me. WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Young hit the sense of me, the ultimate mind. Don't stop, boy. Blood fire, bonfire.
What the gangsta call when I'm ringing something? Who them call with the same when I'm fingin' in the project, my convention papers in progress. With open features of Babylon. Devils and rebels squeezing my metal, I'm humming my cello. Cause they witch magics, they practice. Gangsters with dollars.
Right here is go back, way back, back into time, when the only people that existed were troglodytes, cavemen, cave women, Neanderthal, troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home, listening to his
tuning in is what he is doing. Way back, back in the time, back to 2010, back to January the 22nd, 2010. You're listening to Zombo's Deep Archive here. That's where I get my shows from about 13 years ago and rebroadcast them. This is supposed to be an encore slot where I'm playing like last week's show. But if you can't listen to the Zombo in your brain Friday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., well, you know, you can always listen to it online on ZomboCo.com. So you got that. So you can listen to all the Zombo you want at ZomboCo.com. So I figured I would use this slot to play really old stuff you can't hear anywhere else or would want to hear anywhere else. So rebroadcasting shows from about 13 years ago. Once again, this show is from the 22nd of January, 2010. WRCT Pittsburgh, Zombo's Deep Archive. Let's see what was cooking back then.
I'm sitting here la-la, waiting for my ya-ya. Oh, I'm sitting here la-la, waiting for my ya-ya. Oh, it may sound funny, but I don't believe she's coming.
Welcome to
Good Times, Bad Decisions
on WRCT 88.3 with Amanda, Blair, Leo, and Shree.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh or its members.
Today, the Chem Squad will be discussing our trip to Cleveland last year and walking you through what that was like and what we did, and then we'll be talking about where we want to travel next, our dream destinations, and why. So, we went to Cleveland. When did we go to Cleveland? October of last year. So,
almost a year ago.
October 2021.
It is fall break, right?
It was.
Yeah,
so
it was fall. But it was a short fall break.
Yeah.
It
was a long weekend. That's what it was.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. It was, I remember, it was like the day, like, there was like, I think it was like Monday off, right? Or something.
No, it was Friday.
We left after class on Friday.
We had an exam, did we not? Did we not have an exam?
We did.
And we left after our exam?
Yes, that was quantum.
It was quantum chemistry. Yes. We all were like, and see ya after this exam.
We got boba.
We did pick up boba. Yeah, because you and Blair went to pick up the car.
Yeah.
And Boba. Because yeah, I was off slacking or doing something.
Renting the car is another whole funny things that we were like, we almost rented a U-Haul. Because we couldn't rent because we're not over 25. And remember we were like looking on like Marketplace or something? It was some sketch website.
Oh, yeah,
there's like a Maserati or something for like.
Yeah, I remember this. The one Maserati we could rent. I was all for it. I was like, dude, I want to drive this Maserati. Like, I'm like the driver of the group because I don't like other people driving.
What if when you go there and it's just like a car model? Like a tiny model.
Yeah, so we ended up renting a car with help from our friend Sally, who also came on the trip with us. She was able to help us rent a car. And that's how we got to Cleveland. Shree drove.
I did. Again, I don't like when other people drive. It stresses me out, so I drive.
Oh.
Except for when Amanda was getting me to the ER.
And I jumped in there, because you didn't drive the whole way, technically.
Yeah, Amanda did drive.
Because Amanda did she drove in Pittsburgh area, and it was very cautious drive, I would put that way.
Yeah.
It was very cautious.
But Amanda picked up the car, and she picked up everyone else and picked me up last. Because I forget what. I was slacking for something. I think I had some dance team-related thing to do, and I was like, pick me up last. Or maybe I had him packed.
I think you had him packed.
I had him packed because of dance-related things. That's what it was. I had him packed, so I had to pack.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, we got to Sheree safely. That was my job.
And I got you to Cleveland safely.
That was your job.
But yeah, so what was it, 3 hours?
No.
No, was I thought
like
it was
2 hours.
Yeah, I think it was.
I think it was supposed to be 3 hours.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. No, it was. I think it was closer to three because we stopped in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
A little gas break. But yeah, we got to Cleveland. It was kind of evening when we got there. So what did we do? We went to Aldi's to get some groceries because Leo wanted to cook dinner Friday night.
Right. He packed.
Food. I made Korean barbecue the day before, so I brought that, which 2 out of the 5 people couldn't have it. So I decided to cook some pad thai as well for the vegetarian vegan friends.
It was good pad thai.
It was very
really good.
Yeah.
And the Korean barbecue was also good.
I'm glad that worked out.
It did. But you know what was really stressful about this whole thing? It wasn't your cooking. I trust your cooking. Getting to Aldi. That steep hill. There was this hill we had to go up to get to Aldi. And if you think Pittsburgh has a lot of hills, wait till you see this hill in Cleveland, Ohio. This was steep. Like, you could ski down that thing in the winter. Like, it was steep.
Compare it to the South Negley one.
No, it was steeper.